Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Oh my God, it's Friday. Oh my God, it's Friday. Friday. I'm so damn happy that it's Friday. I'm looking forward to the weekend. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but it's actually here.
What are you going to do?
Nothing. I got nothing. I mean, I have this one thing, but, you know, I'm not going to talk about that.
What kind of one thing?
Kind of thing that, you know, Vinny was a brat about, and so I'm not telling the story.
Oh, Spencer? Yep. Is Spencer coming to visit?
Well, he might be, but you'll never know.
What's up with Spence? Come on.
I think I might rewatch Big Brother, actually, because I feel like I was in the wrong state of mind. I was like, you know.
Well, you definitely came in the next day. Like I've been party to and watched the pre-promotion and your excitement and the build up, and then you came in and all you had to say was you hate Julie Chen, and I just went, I don't get it. That's not the way to sell the show. Like everybody's gonna go, oh, okay, well she hates it.
I mean, you narrowed it down to a fine point, but basically what I said was that I should have known that I could have waited till the next day to watch that. I should have known that. And yes, as I had to sit through miles and hours of Julie Chen, I realized that I could have watched. I could have just gone on with my regular schedule, but I was so keyed up and ready to watch that show. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. Let's get to the news. Here we go.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. If you want to see a video or link that we mention on air, go follow the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Uh-huh, honey.
Here's what's happening. There's a couple stories sort of related here.
All right.
It's from Southern California, but they are reporting now that huge house parties are a big part of the pandemic fuel in Southern California. As young people are raging,
it is
in
young
the summertime.
People.
So I feel like they're wrong. You know, you shouldn't do that. This is a pandemic. I also feel like the grown-ups, myself included, should remember what it was like to be a kid. No one. I mean, the whole article is about how these kids. They don't. What are they thinking? They're kids. That's how kids are. They don't expect anything to touch them.
Right.
Or affect them, and they don't think about consequences. And I'm not saying all kids. I'm sure your kid, you listening now, you're saying to yourself, my kid's not, and they're probably not.
And maybe
I know
not.
I most definitely ignored all the warnings I got from everybody, whether it was about smoking or drinking and driving or having,
Can you
know,
imagine, Vinny, think about you as a kid. Let's say that this happened when you were 16 years old.
Right.
I can't imagine a scenario where you paid attention to this. You would have had to stay at home with your family every day for the last 5 months. I mean, I can't imagine you doing that.
There's 0% chance that I would have, you know, towed the line, as they say.
I wonder if your mom and dad would have been like, well, if you're going to go out, you can't come back. We're busy being quarantined over here.
Maybe,
you know?
Maybe that might be. I don't know what to say about that. I mean, I have mixed feelings. My dad's was always a weird case because so many of the things that kids do are things kids do. Like, I know he's the one that made me, but I also used to sit there and think, why would you have kids if you can't stand, like, every single thing about them? Mm. It's really weird. It doesn't make any sense. And then not only did you have one, but you made three of them. It's very strange. So I that's one of the things I feel like as I've got a kid coming up, most of the stuff's textbook, you know? And so is this. The kids ignoring dangers in the name of fun seems pretty textbook. I'm not
excusing it. Well, to ask
it.
A kid to give up their summer, especially right. like a kid on the prowl, like but by the time a kid is, you know, late teen, like they don't want to miss out on any of this. I mean, I totally don't blame them. On the other hand, I totally blame them. Like, stop right. it. You have
no,
to.
I'm
yes,
with you.
It's we're all making the sacrifice.
But
you've got to stay
think,
home with your boring ass parents.
Right. I do think that it's fairly typical. But now the mayor has spoken saying that they'll be cutting power and water to all house parties that they get a chance to shut down.
Oh.
And that's usually the way those parties broke up when I was young. You know, dad showed up and everyone ran for
the po-po.
Right.
Yeah,
so,
but shutting off water and electricity, I don't know how I feel about that.
Well, it's only going to further the trouble the kids in whose parents
right.
weren't home. I mean, I don't know where they went because, you know, that goes back to we're all stuck inside.
Yeah, we're
for
all
the
stuck
most
at
part.
Home.
But then again, there were those parents that would say, yeah, you guys can throw a party here. I'll hang out. We'll have some fun.
Oh, it's going to be great. Are any of your friends
so
bringing
weird.
Drugs? That'd be, you know,
so
that'd be great.
Weird.
Oh, man, I love reliving my glory days.
Did your dad just walk by? Yeah, man, that's my dad.
We're at a party. He's in. He's going to go play beer pong.
Chatting up teen girls. What the heck? Okay.
Hello, whatever. Ladies. Oh.
My arthritis is killing me. Can you roll this joint for me?
Yeah. Oh, man, this is fine work with my fingers. That's tough.
You think I'm kidding.
Is that your dad? Man, he's the coolest. Did he buy the beer for tonight? Oh, dude, he's great. I love your dad. Where's your mom? She's hot.
And this is a little bit about the kids, because as summer is here and we are, you know, dealing with a different reality, most have missed out on getting to spend time with their friends, because that really is. Do you remember the movie Superbad?
Yeah.
And there are a few others, but they really are good. That one in particular is good at reminding me of just the way you would get with a friend or a group of friends, and a day would stretch out for what felt like a year. And
right.
you'd have a million mini adventures through the course of the day where you were at the arcade and at the skate park and at the
yep.
beach and
just walking along, sure.
Saw some
right.
girls, and then you were at the mall, and then somehow you ended up, you know, at some place really late, and you end up spending the night, and just like that's summer.
Mm.
That feeling of just endless days, and
just days,
they're missing
right.
out on that, missing out on, you know, getting to
yeah,
go camping
sucks.
With their families or hanging around the swimming pool, or the family vacations for the most part were canceled, reunions
yep.
have been canceled, sleepovers, as I just mentioned, not happening. So there's a lot of stuff the kids aren't getting to enjoy. Missing out on a lot of events, you know. I guess now it's come to movie night, everyone.
What
again?
Movie do you guys want to watch tonight? Hey, anybody want to play Settlers of Catan?
It has lost all its shine. The old movie night now has just become like, well, that's the yeah. only thing. There's
what's
that's
nice
just
though
watching
is that-
TV.
I know, watching TV, it's what it's come to. Like, we have a show going with my son, and it's like we're totally looking for, my other son is just like, forget it, I'm done watching TV with you people. I hate movies. I don't want to sit through this. What I want to do is be in my room. For the younger one, nothing has changed. He's still doing everything he was doing before. He just can't see anybody physically.
Right. And he only really started, as I know of it, I'm obviously not around, but it seems like he's only really started branching out in the last handful of years.
Yeah, when he joined that band, that was when the outside activity started happening.
The first time I remember it happening, he actually came to Santa Cruz to meet up with some kids.
Yes.
Wasn't that like,
oh, no,
that
was
like five or how many years
five,
ago?
Five or
that?
6 years ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's always had like kind of the group of friends here, and I didn't realize that they'd all be in a band together later. They did. What was that, the laundry basket or something?
Don't ask me, man. Yeah. That thing changed a bunch of times. I don't know why he doesn't stay with Yeah Right. I like Yeah Right.
Yeah, I like Yeah Right too.
We've already
it must
established
be another
Yeah,
Yeah
Right.
Right or something. He's got all these other names now.
He does?
Mm-hmm. I'm not all allowed right. to. I've been sworn to. They released an album that I was not allowed to play.
So you haven't Sorry. Listened to it?
Oh, I've listened to it a million times. Oh. But oh. I said, oh, this is great. I'll do it on new music. He goes, no, please, Mom, don't. I said, all right.
Wow.
Why would you want radio play? I can't
like
think of
it?
One reason. It's all right. I mean, it's not my kind of music. But, you know, of course, I love every moment that he's on it. And it's, you know, it's.
All right.
But I'm not to mention it. So, oops, can dump that.
Earlier this week, a 50-year-old taxi driver in South Korea got into an argument with a 20-year-old passenger who wouldn't stop farting in the back seat of the cab.
Oh.
Just
well,
blasting.
It's hard to stop. I mean, sometimes you really got to let that out.
Well, yeah, you want to be polite. I mean, you're trapped in a car with somebody. You don't just, yeah, I mean.
Well, look, I mean,
it's that
or a stomach ache. It's, you know.
Well,
I feel for the taxi driver, but roll down the windows.
Let those things out in a. But anyway, the smell in the car was too intense, and the driver kept saying, "Please stop that." And it ended.
So they were openly
in a knife
talking
fight.
About it. Oh my God, he had a knife fight. They both had knives.
No, the cab driver pulled the knife and stabbed the passenger 10 times.
Oh, that just doesn't solve anything.
No, it doesn't.
Mr. Cab Driver, you really needed to... You're just too stressed out.
The cab driver's quote, the understatement of all time, I think I lost my mind in the moment.
Yeah, I would say so.
The passenger's going to survive. He was rushed to the hospital with some serious injuries, though. 10 mm-hmm. stab wounds. That's...
Blood loss alone
could
get you. I mean,
right.
even if you didn't hit any... You know, crucial organs. Damn, that is a boy. That is quite the that's it. I'm gonna stab you 10 times. Like I don't really. That seems like an overreaction. You know, mm-hmm. stop the car and say, "Get out of my cab." That seems like what a reasonable person would do. Obviously, this guy's got some stress on him, and
I don't know.
That sucks.
I don't know. I don't know the streets of South Korea. I know that there are places where the stress level of just being on the roads, heck, being on the road all day anywhere stinks.
Sure. You're stressed out. Well, you got to be on high alert. It's actually not relaxing most of the time to drive because you're having to react and you're in charge and it's not like you can just drift off to sleep. You got to be alert.
Right. What's my time like? Oh, I'll do a couple texts. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple of the things you guys wrote. The young are killing the old, but can you blame them? America has failed them with crushing medical and school debt and basically no hope.
Oh, all right, then it's totally justified.
That's not why I'd excuse them. I'd excuse them because most kids don't think about consequences for the things they do. As far as like the stuff that's going, I mean, school debt has, I don't think that's a reason to, well, maybe it is.
To kill the elders.
Sure.
Yeah, school debt, the environment. I really don't think there's a lot of good reasons to kill other people. Not, you know,
right.
We're all just dummies too. And we were young and we didn't know and blah,
right.
blah, blah.
I'm not to blame. Don't kill me.
925 says. Good morning, Alice family, and happy Friday. Hey, Vinny, are we going to get treated to hear your adorable daughter on the air today? I hope so. Have a great weekend. No, she got her shot and used it on Wednesday.
She used it up earlier this week.
Mm-hmm.
We have to wait till next week.
These are
we
rented
could have, like,
houses.
A special bonus episode.
These are rented houses in LA, so that's what they're doing. Renting. See, we didn't have Airbnb when we were kids, so maybe that's what they're doing. They're doing, you know, getting Airbnbs and then raging in them.
Oh, so all the kids pool their money. One of them acts like an adult and rents the place.
Right.
Oh, we're just going to have a quiet weekend at your place.
That makes more sense because was thinking like, whose parents are leaving right now and leaving the keys to the kids?
That is a pretty scary scenario when you think about, you know, someone who's thinking, oh, I can make some money on my beautiful property that I own. I'll rent this thing out. And then you get tricked into renting it to a teenager who destroys it. Like, yep. That is quite a risk you're taking.
I was 16, and my friend Brian, his parents had just moved into this new, you know, they're McMansions that are in Irvine, California, and they built all these subdivisions, and each one was the new big one, and then there was one already beginning next to it, so it was just like this, just housing everywhere, right? But they had this brand new McMansion, beautiful, carpeted, everything chosen. Mm. His parents leave before, this house had no front yard, dirt. It was just dirt. Their dirt front yard, dirt backyard.
So they moved in, but it was not landscaped.
It's a brand new house. All right. It hadn't been landscaped. Nothing had been done. The parents leave on this trip, and he throws a rager on a rainy night. And the mud that gets tracked through this brand new house.
Oh, my God. My heart is clenching for his parents right now.
And once it was completely ruined, like, you could see that the floor was mud. Then people started throwing cigarettes on the ground, and it was like horrifying what they'd done to this house over the course of one night.
Were you, horrifying in that, were you sitting on the couch going, boy, this sucks for my friend?
Yes,
Nobody thought to go, okay, party's over. We got to go.
No,
get the,
you know what we had to do?
We got to go rent that machine they have at the Safeway.
We had to call the cops on the party ourselves.
Oh. Well, thank God you did it.
Get them to come bust the party so that everyone would split, because it just got out of hand. And oh my God, I hadn't thought about that in a while, but oof. The poor Yablonskis. Poor parents, man. Come home and just find their brand new house ruined. Anyway, sorry, I'm out of time. What's coming up with in the trash?
That
Sarah?
Is, I'm so upset by that. Let's see. We'll start with trolls. I got a little something that you might find interesting, Vinny. I know you like the trolls.
This one is,
it's a little bit more disturbing than interesting. We'll check in on it right after this.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.